that's just like made out of different materials and that kind of thing.
We had a fence rail fence. One this way, one that way. And then another one that way, and then another one. And you make it like this. And you'd come back again until you made it so many stacks high.
Uh-huh, and it was sort of zigzag.
In a zigzag way.
Uh-huh. And what'd you call that kind of fence?
Fence rail.
Okay. And what about the kind that you might have around a little garden or something that you remember? And those?
I think we would call that a slat, made out of slats. In those days, we had them made from where they had, we'd get the slats from the sawmill, you know, make a slat rail fence.
Okay. And how would they shape, how would they lay down?
Oh, like this, and like that, you see. You stand them up, you'd have two big ones, and then post along, fence post. And you just keep putting them against this, even if you didn't have the nails in those days. And we had very few nails, and you could just lean them like, you know, one way or the other.
Okay. And, can you remember any more different kinds of rail fences, or did you most all of them zigzag like that? That you remember? I don't know.
Yes, that's about all I remember.
Okay. And if you had, like, especially back in the old days, if you had too many people spending the night at your house or something, what would you call a bed that you made on the floor?
Oh, we'd call it a pallet.
Okay. And what do you call the low ground in the river valley?
The low ground in the river valley is called the fertile land. Uh-huh. Is that fertile?
Okay. Or can you think of any other names for it?
Bottom land.
Okay. And now can you name, tell me some different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of, like that they have around here?
Well, in some areas we have dirt roads. And then we have roads that have been improved, which have blacktop roads, and then we have the paved road.
What different kinds of pavement do they have, do you?
Asphalt and, asphalt roads, I reckon you'd call it, wouldn't you?
Okay. And what about if it has a real light colored surface, it's made out of the same stuff that city sidewalks are made out of a lot? What would you call that kind?
I don't think you would call it cement.
Uh-huh. Well, if it was paved with concrete, what would you?
Concrete road.
Okay. And now in what do you call in the, like in Preston? I think they have. I don't know if you have a special name for it. A lot of people don't. I'm not even really sure about myself. But in the city, like there's the street runs like. Say the street runs like this, and then there's a sidewalk here that you walk on, you know? So here's the street, and this is the sidewalk that you walk on. And there's this grassy strip in between the sidewalk and the street, you know, where there might be mailboxes or telephone poles and that kind of thing. Do you have a special name for this grassy strip between the sidewalk and the street? Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay. Most people don't. I've never heard it really called anything. And what do you call a ditch by the side of a road in level country? And, you know, it's a graded road.
I know the water goes through the sewer pipe, and all I've ever known would be a ditch.
Okay. All right. You just call it a ditch, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's all I remember ever being called.
And